From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Arch, in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Arch was a small fox tween. A small brass caliper hung from her belt. She carried a soft leather sketchbook tucked under her arm. Her fur was bright russet and cream. Her eyes were quick. She moved with quiet grace. Arch always paid close attention to proportion, the way things fit together. The caliper was small, made of brass and wood. It hinged at one end. Its two arms opened and closed like tiny measuring jaws. Arch used it constantly. She measured the curve of a leaf. She checked the spacing between window panes on a village house. She traced the spiral of a snail shell. She even measured the proportions of a familiar face. Inside, her sketchbook held careful drawings. Each one was covered with tiny numbers. These were the measurements she'd taken with her caliper.
This was her craft. Arch showed math you could see. The bridge between math and art wasn't just an idea. It was something you could actually touch and measure. The right proportions simply showed themselves. This was especially true for the golden ratio. It was a special number, about 1.618. You could find it in so many places. It showed up in the spiral of a seashell. It was in the way sunflower seeds grew. You could measure it in the curve of a leaf. Even the famous buildings in old towns, or the faces in classical paintings, often held this same hidden number. Once Arch taught someone to see this ratio, they rarely forgot it. The math was right there, in the seeing. It was important to Arch that she never framed this math-art connection as something only artistic kids could understand. She made it very clear. The ratio shows in the seeing, she would say. You don't need to be an artist to see it. You don't need to be a mathematician to measure it. You just need to look carefully. Then you measure carefully. The ratio shows in the seeing. The math is in the eye. This mattered a lot. In school, it was easy for kids to feel like they weren't good enough. Kids told they were not artistic often stopped looking for visual math. Kids told they were not mathematical often stopped measuring what they saw. Arch made it normal for everyone. You looked, then you measured. The math simply revealed itself. No special talent was needed.
The connection between math and art had to be real, not just a feeling. It had to hold up to close inspection. Saying art has shapes and math has shapes, so art is math, wasn't a real connection. It was too vague. A real connection was specific. For example, the golden ratio is 1.618. The ratio of length to width in the rectangle that holds the Parthenon's front facade is approximately 1.618. That was a specific, measurable, provable connection. Arch's job was to teach this exactness, not just a vague idea. Arch grew up in a small village. Her family had always been the village's facade designers. They were the foxes who designed the proportions of the public buildings. The church, the meeting hall, the inn, the schoolhouse, all their work. This job meant constant proportional measurement. They measured every facade's height to width. They measured every window's height to width. They measured every door's placement on the facade. By age 6, Arch had learned that good facade design was math you could see. The buildings the villagers loved most were almost always the ones whose proportions sat at specific ratios. The math was the thing under the loveness. She walked to the Bridgeforge Academy when she was 22. Archie, the Academy's founder, had asked her, "What is the math art bridge?"
Arch had answered, "It is the way things look good together because of their proportions. The math is visible. The ratio shows in the seeing. Math you can see. You measure the proportion with the caliper. You sketch what you see. You check the proportion against known mathematical ratios. The bridge holds where the measurement matches the ratio. The bridge fails where it doesn't." Archie had simply said, "You are appointed." In her workshop, Arch began every first day lesson the same way. she placed a single object on the table. Today it was a seashell, smooth and pearly. She picked up her caliper and carefully took a measurement. The tiny brass arms clicked softly. She wrote the number in her sketchbook. "I am Arch," she said. Her voice was clear and calm. "The bridging primitive I teach is math/art. The bridge is about proportion and how things look. It's math you can see. Today, we will measure this seashell's proportions. Then we will check those proportions against known mathematical ratios. The math is in the eye."
She taught her students the steps for connecting math and art. Measure with the caliper, not by eye. Your eye is good for spotting a good proportion. The caliper is what proves it. Look for the golden ratio, about 1.618. It shows up in seashells, leaves, faces, building fronts, and picture frames. Look for symmetry. This means the same shape repeated across a line or around a point. It's a kind of visible math. Look for repetition with variation. Patterns are visible math applied to art, as Tile would say. Tell the difference between real connections and surface rhymes. "Art has shapes, math has shapes" is a surface rhyme. The ratio of length to height in this rectangle is 1.618 is a specific, real connection. Sketch what you see. Measure what you sketched. Check the measurement against the ratio. It's a three-step process. She was always very clear about one thing. "I measure many objects whose proportions are not at famous ratios," she explained. "That's not failure. That's just information. It tells us which objects are at famous ratios. The non-matches are simply part of the practice." A small fox kit in the front row raised a paw. Is it like art class then?" "It's about seeing, not just drawing," Arch said. "You don't need to be an artist to see it. You don't need to be a mathematician to measure it. You just need to look carefully. Then you measure carefully. The ratio shows in the seeing. The math is in the eye." She closed the caliper with a soft click. The sketchbook waited for the next object.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Arch. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit sparkandanvil.com for the full transcript.